Up next, change is coming to an iconic event that draws crowds of people to downtown Portland every year. The Race for the Cure is being reimagined. We have a couple of folks from Komen, Oregon and Southwest Washington to explain what's going on. CEO Andrew Asato, hello there.
Hi, John.
And Marketing and Communications Manager Alice Fern. Hi there, Alice.
Hi.
It is good to see both of you. Thank you for coming in. So what all is changing? It's no longer the Race for the Cure.
That's correct. We're reimagining this event. And you know, it really takes us back more than three decades when Race for the Cure started with a promise between two sisters to bring breast cancer out of the shadows and really embrace women who are facing this disease and men as well who were fighting it alone. And it was a stigma. And they said, no longer shall that be. And so Race for the Cure was a community event that evolved over time. And during that time, it became a fundraising engine, if you will, to support the work that Komen does. And so along with that evolution and the work that we've done to help bring 35 new drugs to the market with the help of Komen funding to treat breast cancer, to bring mortality rates down 40%, and to nearly double the number of screenings that happen every year, those were all important things that Race for the Cure did. And yet what we have done and now we continue to do is to really work on four pillars. We're the only breast cancer organization that helps along the continuum of breast cancer care.
Okay, so you mentioned four pillars, and we'll get into those four pillars. But first, I want to ask you, Alice, if it's not going to be the Race for the Cure, what is it going to be?
This year, we're introducing the More Than Pink Walk.
The More Than Pink Walk. More Than Pink. What does that mean, Andrew?
It means that we have four pillars that we work on the breast cancer continuum of care, and that's community action, research, and care. And these are represented by four different colors, purple, green, blue, and orange, because we know that Komen will always be pink, but every day of every month and week of the year, we are working towards those four priorities and goals throughout the country. And so this past year, Komen has begun the wave of launching and reimagining our new Race for the Cure to be the More Than Pink Walk. And what that means at the event is much of it will be the same, but there's something very special that will happen at the opening ceremony. And it is an opportunity for all of us, the whole village, the thousands of people that are there, to come together to recognize and celebrate these four pillars. And each participant is going to be involved in this ceremony, which I've had an opportunity to experience at our sister affiliate in the South this past year. And I'm very excited that we are taking this step here in Oregon to follow that lead of becoming the More Than Pink Walk this September.
So the More Than Pink Walk. Alice, when is that?
The More Than Pink Walk is happening Sunday, September 22nd from 9 a.m. to noon.
All right, 9 a.m. to noon. So it's in the same place as the Race for the Cure.
Yep, Tom McCall Waterfront Park.
All right, will it be the same route and everything?
It's the same route as the years prior, but it's reversed.
All right. And will there be all of the various sub-races? For example, there would be a 1K run and a 5K run and a 5K walk and this and that. Will we have all of those this year?
So actually this year, we're just doing the 1 3-mile walk.
Okay. So it's not going to be a timed run anymore.
That's correct.
But runners are still welcome.
All right.
Absolutely. If someone wants to run, they want to crawl, they want to walk. And it's really for us, it's a family event. This isn't a race. This is a marathon. And this is something that we've been doing for decades. And we've made such progress. But we know there are 3.5 million survivors living in the United States today. And that's wonderful. But we also know there are 150,000 people living with incurable breast cancer. And 42,000 people still lose their lives. So our fight is far from over. However, we've made great progress. And that's why we are evolving this race to say we are more than pink. We are working on these four pillars. We have our bold goal we launched 3 years ago to say we need to reduce breast cancer deaths in the United States by half by 2026. And that's what we're set out to do. And More Than Pink is a vehicle to do that. You know, it's one thing to come and register, but really for us to meet these goals, we need people to fundraise.
Well, that is a critically important case to be made. It's more than just registering. It's fundraising. That's critically important.
Absolutely. And we're very excited as we launch Race here, I think, Alice, on May 1st. Our fees are going to be $20, the lowest they've ever been, through June 15th. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So we're very excited to make this accessible for the early birds that want to get on board. I know that, as I mentioned earlier, each participant will get a special item. We call it a wrap. And this wrap will be very important at the opening ceremony to involve each and every participant in celebrating these four pillars and how they, through their fundraising, are helping us with research, are helping us with action, community, and care. And I think that's a wonderful thing to recognize that we don't do this alone. We do this with the community. And that's why the More Than Pink Walk is so integral, important, and fundraising so important for us to support our mission here locally.
Okay, the date is Sunday, September 22nd. When do sign-ups begin?
Sign-ups begin promptly on May 1st.
All right, so that's coming right up. Mm-hmm. But the registration is less than it was. It's $20-some dollars?
Yes, it's the lowest it's ever been. It's $20 from May 1st to June 15th. And then on June 16th, it goes up to regular registration, which is $35. And that ends September 6th. And then September 7th through September 22nd, it goes up to $45.
All right. So you can sign up starting this coming, it's Wednesday of the week, I believe.
That's right.
May 1st. And that's this coming Wednesday. And you can sign up where? How do you go about signing up?
You can register to attend the More Than Pink Walk at comanoregon.org.
All right, comanoregon.org. What else would you like people to know about the goals, about the reasons for the change? Anything else you'd like to pass along to the folks?
So some exciting changes that are coming up is that this year you do get your free Komen wrap that you'll be used in the ceremony, as Andrew mentioned. And then you also have to fundraise for your T-shirt this year. Survivors and Forever Fighters will continue to get their free T-shirt as in years prior. But general registration participants must register at least $100 to receive their T-shirt this year.
Fundraising for that shirt and earning that shirt shows that you went the extra distance to raise money for the four pillars that we support together with our participants. And of course, there's other prizes as people raise more money. But at the end of the day, it's about fueling our mission and making sure that we continue to be more than pink for the Oregon and Southwest Washington communities.
And it's important to have corporate support as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we're excited to have our presenting sponsor be Daimler Trucks North America this year.
And we're just so excited because Daimler not only is getting behind us as a corporation, but their employees in their truck factory here and their plant have been so generous raising resources because they've been affected by breast cancer. And I think they're aiming to have one of the biggest teams. So look out, Janine.
Look out, Janine Wolf from iHeartRadio. Right. The website again to find out more?
comanoregon.org.
Okay, comanoregon.org. CEO Andrew Asato and Marketing and Communications Manager Alice Fern from Komen, Oregon and Southwest Washington, thank you.
Thank you for having us.